was M. Caddo speaking. Being led by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the Word of God and the anointing I received from Him remains in me and is teaching me about all things. This recording is done in the presence and the participation of my sons, Andrew and Brian and Alexander. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By the blood of Christ, Babel, in the king, confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost, we have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. So let I who boast in the Lord. I am the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. I be holy, spirit, soul, and body, without blemish. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of us, the sons and daughters of love. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father, love, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. The title of this book is A Story of Redemption from Self. Introduction. The ego, the self-righteous, found the treasure. I, the ego, the self-righteous, have toiled all my life to make ends meet, to make a living and make a name for myself. But lately, wherever I go and whenever I turn on the television or go on the internet, the following statements and verses of the Bible keep popping at me, saying, don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. Those who indulge in sexual sin or who worship idols or commit adultery or are male prostitutes or practice homosexuality or are thieves or greedy people or drunkards or are abusive or cheat people, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. What type of bondage are you in? Pride, unbelief, alcohol, drug, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, teenage pregnancy? Are you a murderer, a witch, a sorcerer, a thief, or a robber? Are you a pornographer, a cheater, an abuser, an idol worshiper, an idolater, a deceiver of all sorts, a warmonger? Are you in lack, in debt? Are you toiling to make ends meet? Do you look to the world or to the government to meet your needs? Are you poor or wretched? Are you fearful? Are you rich in this world? Do you call yourself an atheist? Are you trying to usurp God's plan and God's place of authority? Come to Jesus. Be reconciled to God. For our sake, He made Him to be sin who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Oh, you've already accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but are still experiencing any one of these evil things? Sin is evil. Understand this, you are a three-part being. You are a spirit, you have a soul, your mind, will, and emotions, which form your personality. And you live in a body. And your body is now the temple of the Holy Spirit. Understand this. When you got born again, only your spirit got reborn to be just like God's spirit who dwells in you now. Therefore, I beg you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, a holy and acceptable to God, your spiritual worship. And do not be conformed to the way of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Then your will and emotions will be conformed to the way of God's doing. I laughed the first time I heard these statements, and after that I kind of shrugged them off, saying, what kind of God is this? Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, in truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. You know the word that he sent to the Israelites as he proclaimed peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. What has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day, and granted that he be visible not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. And this question came to my mind. I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers. I am a philanthropist. Why do I need forgiveness of sins? And Isaiah answered me and said, but we all are infected and impure with sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags. Like autumn leaves, we wither and fall, and our sins sweep us away like the wind. Ooh, I was getting more and more angry and annoyed at those words coming to me, and I just wanted to get away from them. But it seems like they were everywhere, and I just could not escape them. And one day, then Paul stood up at the Areopagus and said, you people of this world, I see that in every respect you are very religious. For as I walked around looking carefully at your shrines, I even discovered an altar inscribed to an unknown God. What therefore you unknowingly worship, I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and all that is in it, the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in sanctuaries made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, because he needs anything. Rather, it is He who gives to everyone life and breath and everything. He made from one blood the whole human race to dwell in on the entire surface of the earth, and He fixed the ordered seasons and the boundaries of their regions so that people might seek God, even perhaps grope for Him and find Him, though indeed He is not far from any one of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your poets have said, for we too are His offspring. Since therefore we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divinity is like an image fashioned from gold or silver or stone, by human art and imagination. God has overlooked the times of ignorance, but now He demands that all people everywhere repent, because He has established a day on which He will judge the world with justice through a man He has appointed, and He has provided confirmation for all by raising him from the dead. When the people heard about the resurrection of the dead, some began to scoff, but others said, we should like to hear you on this some other time. So Paul departed from among them. Some of the people became followers of Paul and believed. Among them was Dionysius, a member of the Areopagus, also a woman named Damaris, and a number of others. But I was there, wondering if all this was true. There are so many religions and so many gods. What make this God so different from the others? I asked myself. And in any case, I didn't ask Him to die for me. When a voice came to me and said, so loved the original world order that He created it to a being, that He gave His only begotten Son to bring you back into the position of sons and daughters, so His order can be completed again. For God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son, so that if you believe in Him, if you believe how much you are loved by God in His Son, Jesus Christ, you might not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn you, but that you through Him might be saved. For from condemnation, from sins, from judgments, from eternal destruction. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, forever living with the living God in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Whoever believes in Him, in the love of God for them, in Him, will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever loves the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God, namely that God is in Christ, reconciling you to himself, not counting your sins against you, and has committed to us the message of reconciliation. So I engage in a conversation with that voice saying, if a heaven really exists, why do I need Jesus to get to heaven? I consider myself a pretty good person overall, and I do good works. And if that God is such a good God, why can't he accept my good works to offset my so-called sins? Why does he have to be so narrow-minded that the only way for me to get to heaven is by believing in the name of his son, Jesus? And the voice answered and said to me, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement, of propitiation, through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. Marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. I said to him, how can a person once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he? That voice answered and said, amen, amen, I say to you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you cannot hear the sound. You can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. I answered and said to him, how can this happen? That voice answered and said to me, you claim to be religious, and you do not understand this. Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one had gone up to heaven except the one who had come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so had the Son of Man been lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. In this way, the love of God was revealed to you. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that you might have life through him. And this is love. Not that you have loved God, but that he loved you and sent his Son as expiation for your sins. But you would not repent of the work of their hands. To give up the worship of demons and idols made from gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, which cannot see or hear or walk. Nor would you repent of your murders, your magic potions, your unchastity, or your robberies, for you would not receive the love of God for you in Christ Jesus. You would not look to the cross. Even though I have sent you the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, that convicts you in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin because you do not believe in Jesus Christ. righteousness because he went to the Father and you can no longer see him. Condemnation because the ruler of this world has been condemned. He has come, the Spirit of truth, to guide you into all truth. He does not speak of his own, but he speaks what he hears and declares to you the things that are coming. He glorifies Christ because he takes from what is his and declares it to you. Everything that the Father has is his. For this reason, I told you that he takes from what is his and declares it to you. But you would not welcome the Spirit of truth, the force, the fire of love, and you would not accept what he has declared to you. Therefore, prepare to meet thy God. O faithless one, inasmuch as it is appointed for each person to die once, and after this comes judgment. For it is written, next I saw a large white throne, and the one who was sitting on it. The earth and the sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. I saw the dead, the great and the lowly, standing before the throne, and scrolls were opened. Then another scroll was opened, the book of life. The dead were judged according to their deed, by what was written in the scrolls. The sea gave up its dead, then death and Hades gave up their dead. All the dead were judged according to their deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the pool of fire. This pool of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the pool of fire. Behold, I make all things known. They are accomplished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give a gift from the spring of the life. Giving water, the victor will inherit these gifts, and I shall be his God, and he will be my son. But as for cowards, the unfaithful, the depraved, murderers, the unchaste, sorcerers, idol worshippers, and deceivers of every sort, their lot is in the burning pool of fire and sulfur, which is the second death. At that time, Jesus said, thank you, Father. Lord of heaven and earth, you've concealed your ways from sophisticates and know-it-alls, but spelled them out clearly to ordinary people. Yes, Father, that's the way you like to work. Then says the Lord to me, the Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father-Son operation. Coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I am not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with you, if you are willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. According to the law, almost everything is purified by blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of a heifer's ashes can sanctify those who are defiled so that their flesh is cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to worship the living God. Get rid of the old yeast so that you may be a new unleavened batch as you really are. For even Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. He was delivered over to death because of your sins and was raised to life because of your justification. Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they who wash their robes as to have the right to the tree of life and enter the city through its gates. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of life of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Have you come to know and believe the love of God for you in Christ Jesus? Though I did not quite understand or believe all that he told me, but by prudence I repeated to him what he said to me, saying, O Lord, I am willing to listen. I will to learn to dwell in the unforced rhythms of grace. I desire to learn to live freely and lightly in Christ, says the Lord. Hear then the conclusion of this matter. It is written, the Lord calling my name said, you are saved by the Lord, saved forever. You shall never be put to shame or disgrace in future ages. For thus says the Lord, the creator of the heavens, who is God, the designer and maker of the earth, who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken from hiding, nor from some dark place of the earth. And I have not said to the descendants of Jacob, look for me in an empty waste. I, the Lord, promise justice. I foretell what is right. Come and assemble. Gather together, you fugitives from among the Gentiles. They are without knowledge who bear wooden idols and pray to gods that cannot save. Come here and declare in council together, who announced this from the beginning and foretold it from, who announced this from the beginning and foretold it from old? Was it not I, the Lord, beside whom there is no other God? There is no just and saving God but me. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. By myself I swear, uttering my just decree and my unalterable word to me. Every knee shall bend. By me every tongue shall swear, saying, only in the Lord are just deeds and power. Before him in shame shall come all who vent their anger against him. In the Lord shall the vindication and the glory of all the descendants of Israel. The last word, when all is heard, you fear God and keep his commandments. Respect, reverence God by believing in his love for you in Christ Jesus, in the force of love, the Holy Spirit. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Selah. Think about it.